Hey everyone, this is Animal Mihangos. Today we're going to be getting into Traffic Secrets by Russell Brunson, secret number 5. Now this is probably my 50th time trying to record this video. I've tried filming it in different locations, in the house, outside. I'm now on the hammock because, you know what, we got to figure out a way on how to record this episode. So secret number 5 is all about traffic that you own. This is what it looks like, if you can see that right there, traffic that you own. If you're listening on the podcast, thanks so much for checking out the podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, we have a lot of gold podcasts. You can find a link in the description, which is basically just the audio version of this video. And if you're watching on the podcast or if you're listening on the podcast and if you prefer or you want to check out the video, there's also going to be a link in the description. So make sure to check that out. So today is all about traffic that you own. Last video, we talked about the different ways on how to generate traffic. We already talked about the Dream 100. We talked about working your way into the traffic. And also we talked about buying the traffic. Facebook ads, Google ads, Bing, Yahoo, whatever it may be. It is possible to buy the traffic, to buy the attention of other people onto your content, into your funnel, into your website. And that's all great and fine. But at the end of the day, what are you going to do with that traffic? The whole point of generating all this traffic is so that you can get to the point where you can capture it. You can own it, take advantage of it, and make it yours. The whole idea is not for you to just like grab a whole bunch of emails. Actually, this is one of the exact same things that happened to Russell Brunson. He understood the power of capturing people's information, specifically emails. And so at the time, Russell Brunson bought a CD that had thousands upon thousands of emails, and it was promised to him that it was spam free. And of course, this did not happen. He understood the power of sending out a whole bunch of emails, and I'm going to be getting into and explaining a little bit more about what this power is. But just to provide you with some like overview thing, he basically got the CD that had thousands of emails on it, right? So he knew that if he sent out an email blast to all these people, and only a small percentage of them, he would still be able to make a good amount of money if he sent them a product to sell. And so at the end of the day, he sent out all these different emails with his computer, and of course he got shut down. His internet service provider gave him a call and said, hey, you cannot be doing this, this is spam, and we're gonna shut you down. Why did he do this, and why did he say that it was so powerful? Think of it this way. Let's say, for example, you have 10,000 emails and you have a product that costs $50 that you're trying to sell. If only 1% of that 1,000 buy the product, that's 100 people that are buying your product. So $50 product times 100 people, that means that you would have generated $5,000 in revenue. So that is the power that an email list has, or just a list in general where you have the information of people. It can be phone numbers that you send out SMS text messages. It can be a Facebook chatbot that you just send out a whole bunch of messages via Facebook Messenger. Even WhatsApp, Telegram, I know they have some bots too. Whatever it may be, you basically want to get to the point where you retain people's information. Now, just quickly going back to this example again, the 10,000 emails, 1% conversion rate, and $50 product. What would happen if you get to the point where you increase that conversion rate? What would happen with a 2% conversion rate? You still have the same 10,000 people. You have the $50 product, but now you have a 2% conversion rate. 2% conversion rate means that 200 people bought your product. So 200 people buy a $50 product. That means that you would have generated $10,000 in revenue. So it's insane. Now imagine if you have more people on your list and you have a higher conversion rate and you get to the point where you have a higher ticket product or service, whatever it may be. This is what's possible with retaining the information of people. If you just simply rely on working your way in, connecting with your Dream 100, or buying your way in by buying Facebook ads, buying Google ads, buying YouTube ads, you're going to be running out of steam very, very quickly, especially because you're going to have to be paying. Let's say, for example, using the buying aspect, the buying example, you're going to have to buy the attention of that same person multiple times just for them to come on over to your funnel, to your website, to view your content, to share your content, whatever it may be. You're gonna have to spend an insane amount of money. It's a lot better for you to spend that money once, retain them as a member of your audience in your email list, and then be able to just remarket and remarket them by sending them emails once a month, once a week. And Russell Brunson even goes so far as to say as potentially once a day. That is the power of having the ownership over the traffic. You can work your way in, make a lot of collaborative podcast episodes with other podcasters. You can make a whole bunch of YouTube videos with other people. You can even get on stage with a whole bunch of people and leverage the credibility and audiences that they have built. But at the end of the day, if you don't retain them as members of your audience and retain their contact information, you're gonna have to continuously work over and over again just to reach that same person that you reached at least once already. It's a lot better just to retain their information. And that's basically the whole idea of this secret. I know it's kind of short. It's a little on the shorter end, but that is basically the idea of secret number 5, owning the traffic. Make sure that you retain the information of the people that you provide value to, especially if you already provided value to them at least once. Design your funnel, design your website to retain as much information as possible so that way you can just remarket to them with whatever marketing strategy that you prefer. So thanks so much for listening to this episode, everyone. This has been Traffic Secrets by Russell Brunson, secret number 5. If you haven't seen secret number 1 through 3, there's going to be a link in the description that you can go ahead and check that out, or you can check it out right here or right here. And if you are listening to us on the podcast, then there's going to be a link in the description so you can check out secret number 4. And one last thing, if you want to study and apply these concepts on your own on Traffic Secrets, there's going to be a link in the description so you can pick up a free copy of this book, and it's hardcover, so that's really cool. You can go ahead and pick up a free copy in the link in the description. Make sure to check it out. And until next time, have a fantastic day.